Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Streams up. Everything's running. I'm here with Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda's on assignment this morning. Gosh.
Happy National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm glad to see that there's finally a day that makes sense.
Well, it's also National Nude Day.
Wait a minute.
And
National what?
Nude Day.
Nude, like nude?
Like
naked. That explains why Ryan Odle is here wearing his mask and a pair of flip-flops. I wasn't going to say anything, you know, but I figured, you know, things, you know, he's in public relations, and I thought, well, maybe this is part of it.
Got to celebrate the national holidays as they come along.
Yep, there we go. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Of course, today is the 14th of July, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like today, Ashley?
Hot. Back to you.
It is. What about tomorrow? Hot.
Even hotter.
And how about next week? Really hot.
We are looking at a high of 104 today, which is, except for tomorrow, what we're going to be seeing for the foreseeable future. Low of 70, so if you can't open those windows in the morning, get some of that cool air in, do so. But tomorrow being the exception, but not in the most fun way, in that it is going to be 110, 111, extra hot. So be wary of your pets, be wary of your elderly, and stay cool as much as possible.
Oh, well, you know what we can do when it's that hot is I like to walk into a place like a small bar and have a cold beer. But
good luck on that.
Thanks.
Thanks. More on that at 7:30.
Thanks, Gavin. Yeah, more on that at 7:30. Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Local business has great prices. They give discounts for their veterans and seniors. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here, like I said, with Ryan Odle and Sharon Clay, who heads up the animal side of the Turtle Bay Museum and Park. And tell us the latest on what's happening with the park after the announcement yesterday.
So we are still open, so make sure everyone knows that. We are open, but the museum building is closed. So the museum and the mill building are closed. We cannot have our indoor areas open, but there's a lot to Turtle Bay that's outdoors. I know it's going to be hot, but we are open outdoors. The Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp will be open. Admission to Turtle Bay will be only $5, so we've reduced our rates, and the forest camp is open with the animals. We'll still have the animal show, and Wildlife Woods is completely in the shade, so it actually feels pretty good out there. It's not too bad out in that area.
It'll feel like 90.
It'll feel like 99, but no, I mean, it definitely is better out in the shade out there, and so people should come on by still. We're still there. We're gonna power through.
Ryan walks around with this bottle
and missed everybody.
It's a mister. He just missed everybody as they're going
That's
by.
Right. Yeah.
Can you go into the lorikeets?
Yes, the parrots, the lorikeets are still open.
Yeah.
We stopped doing feeding a while back. You can't feed because just too close of contact. We have to hold people's hands, this stuff like that. So, but people can go in. The parrots still fly down to you because they love people. So, but you can't actually feed them, but you can go in. And that's been since we reopened in June. So,
well, maybe I can bring that spray bottle with the sugar water.
Uh huh. There you go.
And spray people.
There you go.
Spray their hair and they don't even know. I'll say, hey, I'm trying to cool you off.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be laughing. And next thing you know, there's 10 lorikeets on their head.
Exactly. But they do come down anyway. But yeah, the lorikeet walkthrough, the parrot playhouse is open. The animal shows will be going on at 11 and 1.
Okay.
We shortened those shows to be able to spread them out more. So they're just sort of a mini version of our big Walk on the Wild Side mm-hmm. animal show. It's about 15 minutes instead of a half an hour.
Okay.
And people are really liking them. So what that really does, too, is it allows you to come to more than one show because we have different animals in every show. Yeah. So instead of the same show all summer, it's like mixing it up a lot. So people get to see it. And they get to meet at the end of every show our lovely fox kit is at the end of every show right now. So people can meet her.
She has grown since the last month.
Yeah, I don't even think she had a name last time we were here.
Yeah, what's her name?
Her name now is Takala, and Takala is Sioux for fox.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, Takala.
Takala.
Yeah.
As opposed to something else.
Well, our other fox that we have, the adult, is Inali. And Inali is Cherokee for gray fox. So that's kind of why we went with that theme. We thought, okay, that's kind of fun. Let's find another Native American language that we could name her after. The Native Americans really hold Native wildlife, to such high regards and with such respect that sometimes it's kind of nice to honor them as well with
Absolutely.
Using their languages.
Now, explain to everybody how we now have this
little gray fox. So, she was actually found in paradise, and she's just the greatest message for people because I always say that a lot of times it's people who are really trying to help wildlife that unfortunately make mistakes and harm them or leave them so that they can't go back out, and that's basically what happened. They were rebuilding. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. The mom was denned up under a shed. They were moving some big trailers or a mobile or whatever to try to rebuild and scared mom, and mom took off. Came back quickly and grabbed a couple of babies and ran and somehow missed her. And so she was only a few days old, and the people were like, you know, obviously she needed help, so they picked her up to help her. And they kept her for just 1 week. Mm-hmm. And so that 1 week during such a crucial time in their development.
Of imprinting.
Imprinted, yep, that's like the time. And so basically it's like the lesson for people is when you find wildlife that needs help, you need to call the professionals immediately. I mean, they only waited a week. You would think, what's a week going to do for such a baby? But that's all it took. And she's so friendly. I mean, you saw her when she was only 5 weeks old and she was, you know, wanted
to. Well, what happens is that even when you put her with other foxes or, you know, that or as they do, they'll play together. But if a human comes into the room, they'll run to the human.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened with her. They put her with some other babies because that's what they'll do with them. And that's why you want to call a professional immediately, because these wildlife rehabilitators, like I talked to one rehabber right now, she has 11 baby gray foxes. So it's like if you find that baby immediately, they'll put it with its own kind, and then they can get raised in these big groups, and then they wild up and go back out. She was put in with the other foxes, and she'd play with them, and then she'd see the people. She'd just leave the foxes and come running to the people.
Because that was her pack.
As far as she was concerned, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so just remember that if you find a animal like this, call Turtle Bay.
You can call us. You can call Shasta Wildlife.
Or Shasta Wildlife. Somebody that they'll come out there. They'll pick it up, and they'll give it the best chance of getting back into the wild.
Absolutely.
So if it's injured, that may be a little bit different.
Exactly. And I mean, even an injured one's going to need to go to a professional. But absolutely, the people that are trained to do this. For, you know, decades and years, or, you know, they're the ones that know, give it its best chance of going out there. And we know that, like I said, these people loved wildlife. They didn't want to hurt her. I mean, it's simply education. It's just teaching people.
Yeah, it's all. Okay. I'm here with Sharon Clay and Ryan Odle from Turtle Bay Museum and Wildlife Park. And we're just kind of discussing one of the newest addition is a little gray female fox, and she has grown a lot.
Like four times the size.
She is, and when I put my fingers over onto the cage, she came over and licked them. I mean, because that's where she is now. She's a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least.
She's wild tame is what we call them.
Wild tame. Yeah, but I haven't had a fox run over and lick my lick my fingers before.
Yeah.
So that must be part of the tame part.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the wild part?
The wild part is if she gets, like, really scared. She got scared once, and she just did fox stuff. I mean, she just growled and snarled and got big, and you're like, okay, that noise came out of that little thing. Yeah, so when push comes to shove, that's the wild part. When push comes to shove in these animals, they go wild. they go back to wild. And like our bobcat's like that. She's super, super friendly, but she got sick once. We, the people who raised her, we couldn't get anywhere near her. She wanted to kill us.
Really?
Yeah. And it was quite the feat to try to get her some help because she was sick and she went wild. She went back to wild. So that's the big thing that happens and why it's not domestic or a pet. It's tame wild. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's a shame that this has happened. But she will live three times as long with you as she will in the wild.
Yeah.
And maybe mom wouldn't have come back and just left her because she had two.
That's right.
And so now she's going to have a chance for a great life.
Yeah, and that's great, Carl. That's exactly what we tell everybody, that it's just it's bittersweet.
It is.
It's like she should be out in the wild, but it's bittersweet because now we get to watch this amazing young fox grow up and teach her to be a great ambassador and have all of the guests and people that come to Turtle Bay experience her growing up, and kids get to like spend their life, you know, spend the next, you know, 10 years, you know, growing up with her. And and so it's bittersweet.
How old's your other fox?
She's 12.
Yeah, see, now the average age out in the wild is like, what, two to four? Mm-hmm. Okay.
2 to 4.
So, wow. You know, so the one you have now has lived three times as long.
Correct.
All the people have been able to see her.
Correct.
And so now you've got kind of that replacement that's going to be here for a long time. We've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what's going on at Turtle Bay. Yeah. I like to talk about the light show, which seems to me is something that could continue to happen because it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been there for everybody, and the way things are going, we may need them again, depending on what they shut down this time. But they were there for the Paycheck Protection Program. They helped a lot of people there. People that couldn't be helped at other banks went over to Cornerstone and were helped. Cornerstone is devoted to helping our community move their dreams forward. That's because Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated. Board of Directors is local. They feel for this community. They know this community. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations here in Reading at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center and at 1845 California Street. And for our friends in Red Bluff, there's one there at 500 Riverside Way. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
Big blue eyes, pointy nose, chasing mice and digging holes. Tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friend.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. With all this heat, if you've got a little chip in your windshield and the sun works on it, and then you turn on your air conditioner, and all of a sudden that little bitty chip that you thought, yeah, it doesn't bother me, becomes a crack that goes all the way across your windshield. Now it does bother you. Jeff can fix those. He can fix those little bitty chips or cracks over 2 feet in length. And he is dedicated to this profession. This is what he does. He doesn't do anything else. He doesn't sit out on the side of the road saying, here, fix your windshield for $20. No. Nama. No. He doesn't do that. He fixes your windshield. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373, a better-known business, and a man of his word. I'm here with Ryan Odell and Sharon Clay of Turtle Bay Museum and Wildlife Park, and we were just talking about our latest addition to the animals out there, and the little gray fox, which is and how we got how they got it, you know. Things not to do. If you somehow find a small, you know, find a baby animal out in the woods, instead of just picking it up, you may want to keep an eye on it if you can, because mom may be out there hiding because you're there. And as soon as you leave, she'll come running over. But if you do find a baby out there, immediately call a wildlife rescue place and let them come to take it so they can treat it accordingly to get it back out in the wild. Okay. Now, Ryan.
Yeah.
Walk on the wild side. What did I hear something like that?
Yeah. We have a new event coming up, and it's really to support what we've been talking about. As Sharon was mentioning with Takala's story, all of our animals are non-releasable, so they all have a unique story, some tragic, some circumstances beyond their control, but they're not able to go back into the wild. So we really need the support of you all to keep caring and feeding for these animals. Our team works tirelessly every day. Every time I'll go in there to take some pictures, they are cutting up food or they are out there walking the animals, cleaning their cages. There is a lot to do to take care of all these animals that we have at Turtle Bay and to get them ready for shows and all the training. So we are doing a new event to actually directly support these efforts, and that's our A Walk for Wildlife. It's a brand new event this year, and due to kind of the circumstances with health in our community, we actually made this go from an event that we were going to have on campus to now being a virtual walk or run. So we're trying to make this a fun experience for you to connect with your online community. So registration is now open, and until actually the day of the event, until August, till the week of July 27th to August 1st. And then that week, you and your family were asking everybody to get in their wild and inspired clothes. So we have put out a promo video of some fun stuff and ideas.
The shirt doesn't count. My fly fishing shirt.
That's still wildlife.
Not wild
anymore, you're connecting with wildlife when you're out there. Yeah.
And trust me, I don't connect very often. In fact, I connect very rarely when I'm fishing.
Right, but when you're out there sitting there fishing, you're seeing all that wildlife in there and appreciating it and enjoying it.
The money for my fishing license and all that goes in for preservation.
That's right.
Environmental. Even if, I buy a hunting license every year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do I hunt every year? No.
Absolutely.
That's what I do. If you want to give to a good environmental cause besides Turtle Bay, of course, is your first choice, buy a hunting license and then don't hunt.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, so registration's open until all the way through that week of our race week, and then you can go out, get dressed up, go do your walk and run. It could be a mile. It could be 3 miles. And then actually on August 1st, we're going to have a drive-through. It's a free breakfast provided by Shasta Kiwanis Club, and we're going to have a drive-through where you'll get your goodie bag from the registration, which includes our Therian plush doll and some day passes, and then we're going to give you a pancake breakfast as well. And then you're going to see some of these animal ambassadors as you're driving through in your car. Sharon and the team are going to be out there with some of these animal ambassadors, so you can see directly who you're supporting. So, and throughout, because this is a virtual event, as you're doing those walks or runs, we just encourage you to take pictures, take videos, and we've set up a Facebook event page, and we're actually going to give away some prizes for those first people that post, but just to kind of get that that feeling that we're all together, that we're all racing together, and we're excited to see your pictures and videos that week. You can register online at turtlebay.org /walkforwildlife. And you can register online, and it's $15 for adults, $10 for children, and then we have a deal for a family four-pack for $45. That's two adults and two children. And remember, this gets you a plush animal. It gets you a museum day pass for each of those participants, and you get that free breakfast. So really, even just the perks that you get from your registration.
Let's talk about that free breakfast.
Yeah.
Is that with pancakes and what? Sausage.
Right now I've been told the pancakes, but this is Shastam Kiwanis Club. They're taking the lead on providing that breakfast for us. So,
well, it means coffee and orange juice and all that kind of stuff. Don't hold me to it.
Yeah.
And what it does, it gives you that energy to go out there and do it.
Totally. Yeah, and this will be on
that. Carbo loading.
That's right.
Yeah, and this will be on actually the last day. So we're giving people like a week to kind of complete that. And so we can all see the pictures and videos from that week. But then on Saturday, August 1st, will be kind of where we do that drive-through breakfast and meet animal ambassadors. We have a few extra perks for those that decide to give above and beyond the registration. For $50, you get an autograph from one of our animal ambassadors as they do you want to talk about a little bit about
sure.
that?
Sure. So
to hear this.
Well, a lot of our animals are very comfortable, and they do what we call we actually have a magpie who paints with a brush. We had our raccoon used to paint with a brush too. Unfortunately recently she passed. But she was very elderly. But all the other animals are pretty comfortable. They just sort of walk through paint and walk on paper. And so they give paw prints all over. So we do these paintings with them quite frequently. And so for this event, if people pay, most of the time we're honestly, we're a little stingy with them. Like we do it often, but we do it often overall, but not with each animal often. So we're a little stingy with them and kind of keep them for ourselves, but just to be honest, for this event, we've decided that we're going to open them up and we're going to have these paintings and we're going to give people who give these extra donations, a 5x7, printing of, from the animals. So they'll be originals. We'll go and we're going to do a whole bunch of paintings with the animals and get people their prints.
Could be worth
something.
Yeah,
super fun.
Someday.
And they're extremely unique. They're one of a kind and, there'll be all different animals to do it.
And if I may say, there's no reason not to join Turtle Bay. Get a membership. Now's a great time to get a membership.
It is.
And even if you can't go inside, you will be able to. But it's, again, so many of our fundraisers have just been gone. They're just gone. That's helping all types of nonprofits, and that includes Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
This is a great place in our community, a great museum, a great place for your, people visiting, just to go to on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So, you know, so even if you can't go inside right now, still sign up.
Absolutely. I mean, and the animals, you're all good to see the animals. The animals are such a great perk for Turtle Bay and for people, for the community. And, you know, these animals need our help. This is a community thing for these animals. This is not just, you know, Turtle Bay has these animals just for the fun of it. You know, these are animals that all need our help and support, and they have a new role in life, and they need everybody's help. So, I mean, our vet bill a year is over $10,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 on average. And so, you know, things just even to care for them in that sense. Food is, you know, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. So, you know, it all adds up over time, and every little bit helps you. You pay $50 extra, and you've just fed this fox for a week. So that's really great.
You know, and one of the things, and not to be crass, but even if people – you know, because if places are closed, you know, or have to be cut back on their hours a lot, these animals are still being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
24
right.
hours a day, 7 days a week, they're being fed, they're being loved on, they're being exercised, they're being trained in the sense of being able to come out and share what they can do with other people. So Turtle Bay still goes on. Buy a membership. And how much are they?
So right now we actually have a discount going on for 15% off. So definitely check out our website, because we actually have some promotions going on. So now is a great time.
Yeah, so it's going to be in the 70s, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's normally $90 for a family, and that's for two named adults and up to four children for a family pass. And so and then you get to anybody you bring with you has a reduced rate. So, like, if you bring extra people, they also get a discount for being with you.
You can bring extra kids, but if you bring extra adults, it's reduced.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
Turtle Bay. What a great place. Thank you so much, Sharon and Ryan, for coming by.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you, and for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is Ted Lighty with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I think I did it again. I just touched my face.
Welcome
it's
back
the
to Free
New Cardinal Sam.
Touch my face. Wait,
no,
let me listen.
Baby, I thought I never did it, but I guess I do. Like 5 times a minute.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:36 in the morning. The temperature is
70 degrees last night.
70 degrees. It's going
currently,
up to 100.
Currently, we're going up to 104.
104 today. Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, down there across from Sierra Gibbs. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people. You can buy anything from estate jewelry to sometimes they have Native American jewelry in there. It's just beautiful. But if you want to design your own, Henry and Rebecca will help you do that, help you design it. Or if you have the design, they'll build it just the way you want it. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I have just about had it with COVID. I wear my mask.
Yeah.
I wash my hands. I take off clothes and wash them. I use hand sanitizer. I've used so much hand sanitizer, I no longer have fingerprints. All right? I have friends that are in the restaurant business that were shut down. It's, you know, devastating. And then they got to open up again. So here they are. They're open. They've got people coming back in. Okay. And then Governor Newsom shuts down all the restaurants, not just the ones in counties with high rates, but all counties, all bars, all restaurants, anything like that they had, they're shut down. I lost my train of thought because I just knocked my coffee over because I was all excited. But they shut it down. Now, tell me, a restaurant who then has gone out, reopened, spent the money for reopening, spent the money on food because, you know, you can't just have it delivered that day, and now they've been told to shut down again. 30 counties have shut down everything. But we're not on the watch list in Shasta County. So that means gyms are open. Adam some speak performance is still. He called me yesterday. He says, "Do you know what he's shutting down?" And I said, "Frankly, I said I've been researching. I cannot find exactly the counties that are on the watch list. And I can't see it on the governor's that they're just shutting down. But then further research and the Record Searchlight helped on this. We are not one of those counties that are on the watch list. So our gyms, our churches, other places can stay open. Protesters still get to." Yeah, but this is starting. I'm starting to wonder about this even more than I did in the past. We have low numbers up here. 203 people. Three people, I believe, in the hospital. We have plenty of room in the hospitals if we had to use it. Our numbers haven't been spiking. Our numbers haven't been going up crazy. And if you look at the 31 counties, that's most of the population of California he's got. But you look up here in Northern California, MoDoc County does not have a case. Why does MoDoc County have to shut down their restaurants? Why can't they do their physical distance or personal space or the distancing, wear their mask, and still continue on. My gosh, MoDoc County's been distancing themselves from each other for 200 years, and yet their restaurants have to shut down. Right now, what I would say, my friends, if you're if it's time to get a haircut, you may want to get it now. If you're going to get your nails done, you might want to do it now. If you're going to get a if you're going to have anything anything like that, you may want to get it done now, because I promise you that he's going to shut it down again. He's going to panic, and he's going to not just those 30 counties or 31 counties. And now he's going to come up with statistics that says we all have to shut down, even though Shasta County isn't one of the ones that's having a problem. Now, if they shut down the businesses again, which they have, you know, that means that Black Bear Diner, that means that all the restaurants like that shut down. If you are a drive-thru, it doesn't impact on you as much, because that's what they're set up for. You know, you can still drive through and get a Carl's Jr. or a something like that. But you can't do that with Cleary's, which still has never opened. You can't do that with, you know, any restaurants that don't have an outdoor dining capability.
And with it being 110 tomorrow,
yeah, who's
going to
go? Who's
going to
be sitting
anyway
out there in 110 degrees? Oh yeah, let me have that burger and fries. No, it's not going to happen. They're driving, and so, well, how are you going to keep all these businesses from collapsing again? You can't open it up and keep. You can't close it, open it, and then close it again, and then open it again and expect businesses to stay in business. People don't even know which businesses are open. So, what happens if a restaurant says, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm doing our physical distancing. Our tables are 6 feet apart. Our people are wearing masks. If people want to come in and eat here, that's fine with me. What if they do that? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Is the chief of police going to come in there and tell them to shut down? I don't think so. We've already saw that last time. How about the sheriff? Don't think so. 2,000 people rodeos are okay. I think 100 people in a restaurant are okay. Socially distanced, wearing their mask, using just like you did before, using disposable menus. I think if I was a restaurant owner, I wouldn't shut down. Now, show me why I have to shut down. Nobody's come from my restaurant. None of my servers. I take the temperature of my servers every day. All the people working in my restaurant, I check them, make sure they're okay. Then I go in there. People are wearing masks when they come in. They sit at a table. I sanitize that table. We don't use the same ketchup. We don't use the same hot sauce. We don't use the same mustard. No. Tell me why. If I was a restaurant owner, you know what? I think I'd defy him. I would defy the governor this time. Richard.
Morning. Good morning. Carl, I hear passion in your voice.
I'm tired
welcome
of it. You revolution. Know what? If I was
welcome to the revolution, Carl. Whoa. That's awesome.
You know what? Just because people don't say things doesn't mean they're not right there. But you know what? This time, Richard, I'm just, you know what? I see what's happening to my friends, businesses, and they're getting hammered out there. There's no difference today in Shasta County than there was a week ago or yep. even yesterday. We still have low numbers. We still don't have that many people in the hospital or need medical attention. Why can't you just stay open and just say, you know what, I am not going to go out of business. I am fighting for my life.
They are, Carl. They're getting public on Facebook, businesses locally, and they're saying, guess what? I'm staying open. Come and get me, Governor. And everybody's supporting them, and that is wonderful. That's what needs to happen. Remember, MoDoc County, they rebuked the governor several months ago. And also remember what I said on your show in studio. It's not about the virus. It's about control.
Yep.
So everybody, please support the businesses. And if the government comes to harass them, We need to harass the government. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Thank you. We're going to take a break here. Here's a comment from one of the chat room. The health department will pull their food handling permit and shut them down. The state will use force to enforce its nanny mentality and do what's best for you. We didn't have that happen. We didn't have that happen last time, did we? I don't think we had any businesses get their food handling permit pulled, but that's interesting. Is that a county thing or is that a state thing? Okay, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Here's a person that stood up during this. She had all of her people out helping those that needed assistance. That's Sharon Clark. Her business of Home Helpers is just outstanding. If I needed help in my home, I would call Sharon Clark. First phone call I made to say, hey, I need some help here. And Sharon would be there. She'd give me a personalized, complimentary in-home consultation, find a plan that worked for me, whether it's a couple hours a day, maybe it's just maybe a couple days a week, or is it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Sharon can do that. And right now, Sharon's looking for some really good employees. And I tell you what, they are the pick of the litter. She just takes the very best. She trains them herself, all the background investigations, everything. The person that comes into your home is someone that you would welcome into your home. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with people. Rick.
What if I can go out and see everyone until 2021? I can't see anyone until 2021.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. Turn the beating of your heart. Echo the beating of the drum. There is a light about to start when tomorrow comes.
Welcome back to No, I Won't Close. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:50 in the morning, and it's about, 75 degrees, going up to 104 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. More guns have been bought in the last 3 months than ever before in the history of keeping records in the United States. Now, why do you think that is? People do not trust the government to protect them. People know the government can't protect them. Even our law enforcement here believe that people should have a CCW because as good as our police and sheriff department is, they can't be everywhere every minute. So a lot of people are signing up for that. And at Northern Firearms Instruction, the classes are running. We're bringing in our extra instructors because of the number of people that are signing up to go through the CCW course. Also to recertify their CCWs. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Like I said, we're running full classes, not just on the weekends, but Thursdays, Mondays, and also if you want private lessons, or lessons just for you and your family, give them a call at 530-999-1822 or go to usgunpro.com. Let's go to Ranger Rick. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Try not to get me thrown off the air.
Well, I'll try. I'm going to ask some difficult questions about the political affiliation of the county health officers, the sheriff, the county. Do you know if they're Republican or Democrat?
I have no idea.
I wish somebody would look into that because we've been trying to look into it and we can't figure out what's going on. And I just wonder if there's a little political bias.
Well, I think
not that Chester County is all that out of whack, but you wonder.
Well, you know what? But see, she's the health officer that's getting her directions from the state. It's Gavin Newsom. When Gavin Newsom is the one that shuts it down based on his people feeding him statistics, and that more cases starting, so he's shutting down all these places. However, where I think that Gavin Newsom is entirely wrong on this one is you need to look at the counties. I mean, we're only talking 50-something counties here. He's shut down 31. We are not on the watch list. Why do our people have to shut down their businesses because of what somebody in L.A. and San Diego is doing? You know, that doesn't seem fair. In fact, that is not fair. It's not that it just doesn't seem fair. It is not fair. Our cases aren't spiking. We have room in the hospital. If they did, we can dial it back right then. I mean, if we start seeing a spike in the cases, then we start pushing, then we start shutting down. But until that happens, we've got to give our businesses a chance to thrive here, a chance to exist, to survive. If, they may not thrive, but at least survive.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this second wave is just, and it's time for the school reopening, too. It's just devastating. I would hate to be in business. Let me tell you, over here in Nevada, a lot of businesses are trying to sell.
Yeah.
Because they just can't deal with, what's going on in the political environment. And of course, over here we got casinos, we got brothels, we got the gaming, and all. It's a different environment. But they're being deeply affected, and they can't survive. There's just no way.
Those brothels, I noticed you mentioned brothels there, Ranger Rick. I mean, is that a huge amount of money they get from brothels in Nevada?
Oh, heck yes. Let me tell you, talk about a political hot potato over here.
Yeah,
I could go, that's a different subject.
Okay, it's a different subject, totally. Okay, I got it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the other thing is, too, the impact, I mean, look at the microcosm here. Look at that poor little VFW post there next to Woody's. And Woody's got his own set of problems.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to keep up. And, you know, our little bar over there, which is the thing that keeps us afloat financially, pays the rent, keeps the lights on, it's just devastated. They're going to go in, you know, it's shut down now again. This is the second time. Just, you know, hopefully we made enough money this month to pay the rent for a couple of months.
What this means is this. When they start shutting down like they're doing across the country, now they're going to have to throw out, another paycheck protection program. They're going to have to do that if they're going to have any of these survive. So then we put another couple trillion on our deficit. They're going to, extend out different things. That $600 a month extra they were getting ends in July. Now, is that going to really end in July, or is that going to extend? That's hard enough to get people back to work because they're making more money than they would if they're working. But that's supposed to end. So you can see more people coming back. But at the same time, that's going out. Now we're shutting the businesses down again. Entirely. You know what? If I was into conspiracies, Ranger, I would think all of this keeps going on and adding up and affecting everybody. And will it end on November 10th?
Oh, I'm right there with you. I can't comment too much because of my employer about my conspiracy things about this too. But I see a whole lot of things happening here from my end, and I'm not comfortable with it. I am not comfortable with the things that are going on. But there are voices out there in ears that will go ahead and turn me in if I say anything. So I understand.
But what do you think about this? If you had a business, I was one of the ones considered essential, and I'm not considered essential to businesses because of the media. But if I had a restaurant right now, I tell you what, they would have to come in and force me to close. They would have to force me to close because I'll say, hey, wait a minute. I'm in Shasta County. Things are different here. If I lived in Modoc County, I'd just be given hey, you're going to have to close. This is what Gavin Newsom would hear. That's what he would hear. That's what I would do because there's no cases
sentiment.
Here.
Yeah, there's a growing sentiment, exactly what you're saying, over here in Nevada. And last time the VFW closed down, they just basically had to empty out their refrigerator and whatnot and give all that food away. There was no profit there for them.
Okay, now I...
And all those other ones. And one final point here. Okay. So we're talking about I got a complaint the other day about the vet's hall and the homelessness down at next to the post office.
It's out of control. It's out of control.
Taken over.
Yeah, it's out of control there. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think there is any plan. I don't think there ever will be a plan. But you know what? I think it's time for a veteran service organization to take that building back over. Because the county's not doing it, and we need to put a bar in there. We need to have a place for the.
We need to make that the VFW hall. Yes,
I agree.
Nope,
bingo. And I'd like to work with you on that because it's gone to seed. They're not taking care of it, and the county doesn't care.
There's defecation contest out there, I think. Anyway, okay.
Well, there was a wedding not so long ago, and the poor parents were out there washing down the. The defecation, the feces in front, because they're at 10 o'clock. They were going to have a wedding there, and they had to get all the urine and the feces off there. And I asked the lady. I said, "I really apologize for this." And her response was, "Oh, I feel so sorry for these people."
Well,
you
she
know,
probably
I'm thinking,
does.
This is your kid's wedding, and here you are cleaning off the human waste off the entrance to the vet's hall, and.
I got to run.
You've got this kind of attitude. All right.
I got to run.
Well, run.
Okay.
All right.
Indeed. Thanks a lot, Ranger.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Hey, somebody made a point here, and I try to bring up all points. Come on, Carl. Don't go there. Just fanning the flames. Call an ICU in Texas or Florida and ask the nurses if there's a conspiracy. Absolutely. What I'm saying is that there are places that you have to shut down. There are other places that you don't. And that's what I would like, is to see some individuality, to see the governor look at places that don't have to. Yes, there are places that they're getting hit. Arizona. Arizona is being overrun. But we aren't up here. We aren't up in Northern California. And there's places all over the United States that aren't. And I say, but I'm going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center is following this up. And if they make me say it, I will. Okay. I'm wrong. All right. We'll be right back after the news with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is insisting that top U.S. health officials are not lying about COVID-19.
Asked on NBC's Today Show whether the experts aren't telling the truth, Admiral Brett Giroir said, "None of us lie to the public." The exchange came a day after President Trump shared a Twitter post from a former game show host who accused the government's medical experts at the CDC of lying about the coronavirus. Giroir went on to say that he and his fellow task force members are completely transparent with the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California's two largest school districts, Los Angeles and San Diego, say they're not going to bring students back to classrooms. Distance learning, the rule again in the fall. In New York, Governor Cuomo says a community's infection rate will determine what happens in schools in his state.
Over 9, then we hit an emergency stop button.
President Trump accusing Democrats of pressing to keep schools closed for political reasons in this election year.
I think there's a lot of politics going along. I think they think they'll do better if they can keep the schools closed in the election. I don't think it's going to help them, frankly, but I think they feel that by keeping schools closed, that's a bad thing for the country, and therefore that's a good thing for them.
The president says kids want to go to school. He says a lot of parents want that as well. The federal government has carried out its first execution in close to 2 decades, killing by injection a man who was convicted of murdering an Arkansas family in the 1990s. The execution of Daniel Lee came over the objection of the victim's relatives and following days of legal wrangling and delays. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up 160 points, while the NASDAQ is down 76. The S&P 500 index trading 2 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why do you think some of the top investors in the world are buying gold? Recently, a handful of billionaires have been accumulating gold over other forms of investments. When the world's financial moguls like Sam Zell begin choosing metals, perhaps it's time you listen and follow suit with your own personal investments. Gold is formally recognized as a hedge against currency depreciation and inflation. Take David Einhorn as one example. Einhorn founded Greenlight Capital in 1996 and surged that fund from $900,000 to as high as $11 billion. Einhorn believes that the central bank's recent stimulus efforts will have an effect on pushing up the value of gold. He keeps 10% of his firm's value stored in gold bullion. If you're interested in knowing more about gold, platinum, and palladium, call Noble Gold for a no-pressure consultation. They have the most experienced representatives and an exclusive pipeline to metal sources. Visit them at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The British government is preparing to change course on plans to give Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei a limited role in Britain's new high-speed mobile phone network.
The government's likely decision comes after the US threatened to sever an intelligence sharing arrangement because of concerns Huawei equipment could allow the Beijing government to infiltrate British networks. In January, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had sought to balance economic and security pressures by agreeing to give Huawei a limited role in the so-called 5G network, while excluding the company from core components of the system. But the move set up a diplomatic clash with the US, with implications for security cooperation, unless Britain dumped Huawei. Charles de Ledesma, London.
It's Bastille Day in France, focusing this year on celebrating the heroes who have been involved in the fight against COVID-19. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Pittsburgh Penguins have opened training camp after sidelining 9 players over coronavirus concerns.
The Penguins didn't reveal which players were held out as a precautionary measure.
The National Hockey League has barred teams from revealing injury or illness information as a way to protect player privacy. The players in question were potentially exposed to an individual who had contact with a person who tested positive. The players will not be allowed to practice until they're deemed safe following further test results based on NHL protocols. All teams open camps Monday in preparation for the league's 24-team playoffs, scheduled to open in two hub cities, Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta, on August 1st. Jeremy House reporting.
More evidence of the pandemic's devastating impact on the airline business. Delta Airlines reports a $5.7 billion loss in the second quarter of the year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air for our community right here in this spot at 1326 Market Street. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, of course, is the 14th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, yeah, and courage. They're on the front lines out there. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, what's the weather look like today?
I am getting 77 degrees outside currently with a high of 104 today. We're going up to as high as 111 tomorrow. So it's going to be hot, and it's not going to let up anytime soon. 104 on Thursday, 102 Friday, 104 Saturday. We do have a little bit of that Delta breeze coming in this afternoon. So winds from the south of 5 to 8 miles per hour. So it'll be a little breezy. That'll help keep us a little cooler, but it's really not going to do a lot. When you're over 100, it's just hot. Stay inside.
I won't know because I'll be inside someplace. Anyway, yeah. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business based out of Anderson that's won awards for hiring veterans. They give discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Casey Fatch, who is the CEO out there. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
And Dr. James Taggart, who is in charge. Is that right? Charge of the emergency room?
Director of Emergency Correct. Services and Chief of Emergency Medicine.
Okay, get into that
microphone there, buddy.
Now, so I don't even know hardly where to start. But let's talk about services that, you know, were shut down, but now they're back open again, the emergency
right.
and all that. What else?
Yeah, well, we're obviously back up and running with elective surgeries, and we've still have a backlog of those type of cases, but we probably had our busiest month last month in 10 years in that particular department. But we're starting to see a lot more activity in the emergency room. I think we're going to probably hopefully get back to pre-COVID levels when people start to realize that it's safe to come back, and it is. We've taken all the precautions that we need to. So... you know, it's an unusually busy summer for us because there's a lot of people that unfortunately have been coming in with, you know, heart disease, advanced heart disease, advanced cardiovascular issues just because of staying at home and, you know, for fear of coming into the ER. So we're seeing a lot of sicker patients.
Well, that's one of the things is that I realize, and and during the months this has been going on, talking not to just you, but other medical personnel from other states,
right.
was that problem. That is, my daughter's a nurse working in Albuquerque said, and she hits most of the hospitals, said it was almost surreal that they were empty in the early stages of this. But then people now have started coming back, and what you're saying is because they put off things.
Right.
Now it's just worse.
Yeah, that's correct.
Dr. Taggart, and you're the director of all the emergency operations there. So what are you seeing this? Are you seeing?
Yeah, we had seen a significant drop, and then over the previous 6 weeks, we started seeing people coming back to the emergency department for their chest pain and their strokes. And now with this latest media hype and scare from the mainstream media and our governor, our volumes have just dropped dramatically in the last few days.
Right.
And it's really putting a lot of, this sort of hysteria is really putting a lot of people at harm. They're not coming into the emergency department to seek the care that they need, and it's resulting in a lot of, I suspect, a lot of increased morbidity and mortality because of it.
Well, let's just talk about that for a second. The what the governor said, I think you used the word hype, and the fact is that shutting down everything, shutting down all the restaurants, all the bars throughout the state, not looking at each county, but throughout the state, and then getting ready probably perhaps to shut down everything, that has an impact then on people wanting to come to seek medical care. That's what I took from that. Is
correct.
That right?
Correct.
Yeah, and a lot of the primary care physicians that we speak to on a regular basis have also seen a significant, probably their business, their patient volumes are off 50%, and so patients aren't even going to see the primary care doctors.
Well, we look at the statistics, and we have 203, I think, cases in Shasta County. We've had six die, but four in that first couple of weeks.
That's right.
In the first couple of weeks, they came in, and we had Dr. Bawa on. Yep. So we've had two since then.
Right.
Were they at Shasta Regional or some other place? I'm never clear on where they're at.
Yeah, they weren't at Shasta.
Okay.
Most of these positives are people that are seen and sent home in self-quarantine. They're not critically ill. They don't require hospitalization.
Right. And most of the people, a lot of people will have it and will show no symptoms. I understand. And yet we are back into closing down much of our economy over this.
Again, the governor announced yesterday that all restaurants, bars, movie theaters, bowling alleys, other types of museums, obviously.
Well, 31 counties, well, but, 31 yeah. counties, I think, are shutting down everything.
Is that right?
I think it's the wrong response. And, for instance, if you're outside, especially if you're outside where there's good ventilation or even inside with good ventilation, the risk of transmission is pretty low. The highest risk of transmission is between people at home with a transmission rate of 10 to 40% if an infected person is within mm-hmm. that home. So, if you're sharing a meal with someone across the table inside, your risk with that infected person is thought to be around 7%. But going out shopping, going out doing your daily activities, it's less than 1%. We're talking 0.6% transmission rate based on the transmission studies.
If you had a, and this is just your opinion, okay? That's all I'm asking for. I've been saying it today. We have our infection rate is not that high. We haven't spiked. And we've had every opportunity in the world to spike with rodeos and protest, and we still haven't spiked. Is this something that if you were a business owner, you'd have to really take a good look at whether you were going to shut down or not?
Yeah, I certainly would. I mean, we have 200,000 people in Shasta County. We have 203 cases and six deaths. I mean, I think that they should have definitely taken this county by county instead of a blanket response. It's a little excessive for what's going on up here in Northern California, but just because L.A. County and San Diego County and Orange County are having spikes.
Look, I don't want to push you all into a spot.
My opinion is that this has been the wrong approach and wrong response. I understand that we understand now who's most at risk. All right, and if I was just telling Casey. The other day, if I were a private business owner, I wouldn't be closing. I'd force me to close. Where do they get the right to tell you that your job isn't essential and that you paying your mortgage and your bills and providing for your family isn't essential? I think it's
bit of an overreach.
Unaccountable.
Yeah. We're going to take a break on that. When we come back, I want to talk about now we're starting to hear things like heart disease is a byproduct of COVID. And one of the questions is, would you ask the doctors to talk about the science of the disease and how does it affect the heart. Would he recommend his heart patients go out and eat at a restaurant? And let's talk about that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? Everything gets shut down. There goes the toilet paper. There goes the paper towels. Yeah. There goes the food. If you're at River Commons Senior Living, the premier retirement community, now this isn't assisted living, this is a retirement community, right downtown at 301 Hartnell. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about your food. You don't have to worry about cooking it. You don't have to worry about pipes bursting, anything like that. You can go to River Commons. Staff goes above and beyond, provide a superior and carefree living experience. Gourmet chefs, they've got transportation. They have it all there. To find out more, give Brian a call at 238-5981. And River Commons is pet friendly. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. James Taggart, Director of the Emergency Operations there.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Siskiyou Transport. That's SST Oil. Been in the business here since 1967. Kind of one of those quiet, kind of like right below the surface types of businesses that just has done very well, an employee-owned company that does so much for our community, helps out so many of our non-501s, our nonprofits, and then now with the fire season starting, they've ramped up with all of their people out there to help fight fires, get the diesel, the jet fuel out to the planes, get the gasoline out to the firefighters. Again, SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for good employees. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart, Director of Emergency Services there. Let's talk about, the question was, people that are at risk. You have somebody that's got a heart condition. Do you still say that they can go out? Or they've got one of those things, diabetes, whatever, that makes them vulnerable. Is their life going to be staying inside?
No. Well, they need to take precautions. They need to wash their hands regularly. They need to wear a mask. They're taking a risk. And mm-hmm. But like I mentioned earlier, the risk of going out to the grocery store and wearing a mask and keeping your distance, passing by someone with COVID-19 and infection is your risk of getting infected is less than 1%. So that being said, I think we all need to take precautions and those that are at highest at risk.
Would you, we're not saying here that COVID-19 is not a serious virus. Nobody has said that.
That's right. Nobody's saying that.
It's just that it's to have, the fact is that we've had, 200,000 have died in the United States? Is that hit that? It's hit that now. But three of those, the 48 to 49% of that is in three cities.
Yeah, well, let me come back to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I think when you look at, you have to separate the two factors. You have to separate the factor of the risk of catching COVID with the fact that you have comorbidities, okay? And if you have comorbidities like heart disease, you know, that doesn't make you more susceptible to catching COVID. It just makes the outcome a little different if, you know, the potentially worse that you, since you have either diabetes or heart disease or any kind of renal disease, that type of situation. So managing the risk up front is consistent for everybody. And you know, again, maybe if you have three or four comorbidities, which a lot of people have, you know, they mm-hmm. do, they can have diabetes, heart disease, renal disease at the same time. And, you know, they might want to take some extra precautions as far as maybe not going out. But for the rest of us that don't, and for the rest of the population, you know, again, 200 cases in Shasta County, six patients, unfortunately, that have passed. That's a 3% mortality rate. And again, we have 200,000 people in the county. A little bit of a knee-jerk reaction for all the counties across the state that have low numbers like us to shut down restaurants.
Yeah, I agree, Casey, and I think people should be able to make their own decisions.
Right.
They should mm-hmm. be able to make their own decisions based on the information they are given, not being told what to do. And I think most people will do the right thing and take the precautions that are recommended. But don't tell me that I need to wear a mask or I need to stay inside or I need to close my business. I think that's irresponsible on the part of our government.
Wearing a mask is okay, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to wear a mask almost all the time, but there are times.
Right. Everybody walks in here has a mask on. When I leave here and I go places, I put a mask on.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard thing to get used to doing because it's something we've never done on a regular basis before unless you worked in the operating room or other areas in the hospital, but to just wear it outside of it, it's just sometimes you forget, and I got to go back to my car and get it, and you know, at least I'm trying to be responsible about it. But it's something that we've never had to deal with before, and here we are.
Would you say this is what are the death statistics compared to the common flu? Are the percentages?
It's comparable. I mean, what I'm understanding is for instance, with the death rate for For children, pediatrics, it's less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the death rate with age-adjusted, if you look at age-adjusted death rate for influenza, it is a little lower. It depends how you look at the statistics. But
let me ask one more question.
What age group you're comparing it to.
One more question about this before we move into some other things, like the things that Shasta Regional is doing right now and accomplishing is the schools. The battle right now is for on opening up schools. L.A. County Teachers Union said, or the California Teachers Union said, they want to tie it to defunding police and all types of other things, you know, whether they open up or not. Is it dangerous for us to reopen schools, in your opinion?
Not in my opinion. I am not happy with the school's decision about virtual learning and having the schools open part-time. I think they ought to leave that choice, leave it open to the parents, you know, to make that decision. Am I going to send my child to school? Or, you know, do I have family members at home that are, you know, extremely immune compromised and I don't want to take that risk? Again, I think the public needs to be given the information, and families should be able to make that decision on their own.
As long as, you know, again, we go back, and as long as you're following the precautions, I don't think we're going to see football this year.
Nope, or definitely not.
Basketball or volleyball or any of those. In your best guess, I mean, is this thing, you know, everybody talked about this summer, when it gets hot, we're going to kill this thing off. Doesn't seem to have worked that way. Or has it?
I mean, I don't. Again, you know, we're not seeing a huge spikes in new cases up here. I mean, again, 200 cases since what we started tracking it early March.
Yeah.
So, I think LA County's probably having some spikes in some of those more densely populated areas.
Phoenix
and Southern California.
Well, I tell you,
certainly Houston, Florida, so those states. But you know, we're not them.
New Mexico has been masked since the very beginning. Arizona hasn't.
Yeah.
But they also have, from what I understand, a lot of their cases are coming off the reservation. That lack of water, lack of space, and lack of medical care up there is pushing a lot of people into this. Anyway, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the director or the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart, who is the director of the emergency operations. We've been talking about COVID. Yes, COVID is a serious thing, but my producer just gave this to me, and you checked this, right, Ashley, off the latest?
Yeah, the latest numbers that I have for the U.S. totals for COVID are 3.43 million confirmed cases, 138,000 deaths.
Okay.
That's U.S. Countrywide.
And people are already arguing about how many of those are really COVID deaths, but let's just say they are 138,000, which is a tragedy, of course. But
right.
For a country this big, we lose.
Yeah, I do think you need to look at the economic side effects of the shutdown, too. There's a lot of you know, increased drinking and alcoholism and isolation of people and
domestic violence,
feeling demoralized because their job isn't considered essential. And then also the pressure it financially puts on the government for subsidies for unemployment. So I think all that needs to be looked at.
That they shut down everything again.
Yeah.
What about those businesses that only made it because of the PPP? And they're shut down again.
That's right.
And if there isn't something else there, then they're not going to ever open up.
Yeah.
No, they won't. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I hope our businesses do what they think is right.
Yeah, this really needs to be temporary. As temporary as possible.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with the Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break. 8:28 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to 104 today. And we'll be right back after these messages.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Speaking of revolution, we are. But I'm bringing in medical experts. I'm just not blowing it out of here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, privately owned, or, you know, locally owned, locally managed. He's been in the business 10 years now and has made a great success of this because of one real important part of a business, customer service. Having what customers want, whether it's optics, guns, or whatever. That's Bastiani Arms. And let me tell you something, my friends. There is a run on guns and there's a run on ammo. And if you haven't been thinking about buying some ammo, maybe you ought to pick up a couple of boxes. Head on down to Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. James Taggart, who is director of all the emergency operations there. And Casey, with all this craziness going on, Shasta Regional is still moving forward on.
We've got a couple of projects that we're working on right now. We have a
a 128 slice CT scanner that's going to come online probably the middle of August. And again, it was tough to get that. It's a special. I think it's the only 128 slice CAT scanner in the North State.
Okay, I have to ask this because
no problem.
Because Taggart here, he's smiling. So yeah, what is that exactly? What makes it so much better?
This is a super fast, high tech. It's made by General Electric, and the imaging, the capabilities are just endless. It's the vascular studies. People will be able to have instant diagnosis for strokes. Looking at carotid arteries, looking at heart disease. It's going to be a game changer for us. So we're pretty excited about it.
So if somebody came in there and, you know, they've not had a stroke, because I know you all are top rated in the nation when it comes to stroke and stroke prevention, you would put them through this and you could take a look and see maybe they are a candidate for a stroke, Dr. Taggart?
If they're at risk and if they have a stroke, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's
it'll improve our capabilities.
You know, it's this great state. It took us 2 years to get it put in. You know, that's just as soon as you say hospital, when it comes to construction, shoot deployed, man. I'm telling you,
shoot
deployed. You know, I mean, it's just everything just shuts down.
I got it.
All the regulatory stuff that has to go on, and anything inside a hospital is just a real difficult project to get done. But we're finally at the end of it. And
took you 2 years to get this.
Yeah, took us 2 years
piece,
to get it going. That's
get
right.
This system
get
in that can save lives.
Yeah.
Did you have to? Were you tearing down like redwood trees in your in one of the rooms?
You would think there was a spotted owl in there or something. I don't know. But it's really frustrating doing. You know, because you go to other states and you can get stuff just done pretty quick. It's just a lot of bureaucracy here. And then we have a new cardiac catheterization laboratory that we'll be starting to install. And that'll probably take us another year to get that completed. But we're real excited about this CAT scanner. It's going to be a game changer for the community. Fastest scanner up here, and the imaging quality is unbelievable.
Well, you'd add that onto your Da Vinci system.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never sure. Is it the Da Vinci system or is that a one?
XI.
Okay, got
that's
it.
Right.
Okay, XI. And that system that adds years onto surgeons' lives, productive lives.
That's right.
Because they're not leaning over a table.
That's correct.
Hours on end.
Well, and then also, I think the latest statistics that I've seen for some of our surgeons are hysterectomies are taking an hour and 10 minutes versus, you know, as long as they used to take. So. And some of them are, most of them are outpatients. They're not even staying overnight.
Yeah, that's what I understand, because it's a lot less invasive.
Yeah, that's correct.
Dr. Taggart, in the emergency room, because it is so critical at that point when people are coming in, you've watched a drop of people coming in because maybe of heart, you know, they just say, I'm not going to go down there. But your average night there in the emergency room, is it mainly people from the river, or is this from people in our community? In other words, we have a lot of homeless rolling in there, or is it?
We have people from the community. Mm-hmm. We have ambulances. We have people that are walking in. We have the usual mix of people that are seeking care.
Whether
it's, you know, someone from home or someone that's living on the streets.
Mm-hmm. What about the we were talking a long time about your how long it took you to see somebody there, that you added people and all this. Is that time frame still that 30 minute
we're
time
very,
frame?
Yeah, yes, we're very well staffed. We see our patients well under 30 minutes, and that's counting every patient.
Okay.
They're triaged immediately. There'll be a few patients that might be seen a little past 30 minutes, but when you take the entire number and you take the average, we're below 30 minutes.
Yeah, Sunday was 19 on the average, and Saturday was
19 minutes.
19 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, you're quickly approaching the response time for the police. So
yeah, there you go.
Okay, absolutely. Stop laughing, Ashley. That was not meant as a hit on the police. It's just meant for the fact that they don't have a lot of people and all that. Well, that's kind of cool. Hey, what do you think? You're a medical professional, but Casey, you're a medical professional. You've been in this business a long time.
Right.
The idea of putting mental care personnel, mental health counseling personnel with riding with the officers. What do you think about that? Not going by themselves. I mean, I think that's a bad idea, but riding with the officers.
Well, I think that there has to be some type of a de-escalator with these patients, and you know, whether the police get that training or they do have a mental health professional riding with them. I didn't know that that was something that we were considering.
Well, that's one of the things that you see when they come up is to have teams of people out there that can de-escalate a situation.
Yeah.
Dr. Taggart is.
I am completely against that. You would really have to show me a lot of data and research to show that that's even possible. Now, I agree with Casey in that we should, obviously, our police officers, they don't want to escalate the situation. Right. They want to de-escalate it. And perhaps it would be helpful for them to have more specific training in that. But I can't tell you how many times, all right, we have agitated, dangerous patients in our emergency department, and de-escalation does not work. I can count on one hand in my 20 years of experience that I've been able to actually de-escalate a patient.
Wow.
I mean, they are so violent that we have to use extreme caution. We need to restrain them both physically and mentally. And sometimes I need to even sedate them and paralyze them, all right, because they are
critical.
You cannot de-escalate probably the majority of these patients. One, either because they're on drugs, they're not in their right frame of mind, they're mentally ill. It's not going to work. And I think you're putting a lot of social workers or whoever they're planning to put out in the field with the police. I think you're putting them at risk, and I think you're putting the police at increased risk of getting injured because they're trying to de-escalate a situation that you can't de-escalate. I'm completely against that.
But you could probably see that as soon as you come up. And so
you can get a pretty good idea of where things are going to go.
This is not going to work. Just step back and let me get some backup here.
I mean, going to a home with a domestic violence.
Yeah, but I think that's the other thing is you have to look at the scope of whatever everything else that the police do, and do you want a social worker exposed to that? So I'm not sure it's a great idea.
Supposedly, there's some evidence and literature out there that shows that you can de-escalate, that's effective. Right. I don't believe it in this.
Well, based on the number of 5150s we get in an emergency room, it's not effective. So.
No.
Well, you know, the thing I saw when they were talking about this, I said, you know what, don't people realize how fast it goes sideways in a domestic, especially a domestic violence call, that you end up fighting both of them and some of these others, and I agree. Now, is there some cases that might help? Maybe you can have a team that you call in so you hold them at bay until then. But, you know, again, instantaneous decisions are made that you have to live with in the police. And a lot of these people have never been in that type of situation. Most all people have never been in that situation where you've got to make that one decision that changes everything.
I guess it would really have to depend on what they consider emergent and non-emergent, right? They dial 911, but it's really not an emergency, and maybe they could use a social worker or some other person. But I think if that is not done properly in identifying which cases could be de-escalated, I think you're putting a lot of people at risk.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm with Dr. James Taggart, Director of the Emergency Operations there at Shasta Regional, and Casey Fatch, who's the CEO over there. During the segment, we talked about getting this new CAT scan?
Right, correct.
But it's 128
slice.
128 slice. Now, for all of us out here that really didn't understand that, what that means is it gives you the photos from inside. It gives you the imagery from inside that you can start picking up things have never done before.
It's a higher speed, higher resolution, and it has a processing unit that does 3D reconstruction of the anatomy. So you're not just looking at a segmental picture anymore. We're able to do 3D reconstruction, and we can turn it around. You know, we can manipulate it, and it's it's impressive technology.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it really
that you
is.
Can use, especially when
we're
it comes to strokes, hearts, and all those problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is somebody I'm going to call right away. Is Cypress Square Barbershop. The best haircut I've ever had comes from Cypress Square Barbershop. You can give them a call at 244-9478, and trust me, they sanitize everything. You get your own bib. You get your own, they sanitize all the equipment. The chair's sanitized. They put something on the chair also. They do put a fresh bib on every time they talk to, every time they cut hair. I can't see how it would be more sanitary or safer to get a hair. Oh, you get to wear your mask, and they wear their mask, too. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Stay open, guys. Stay open. Hold the line. We'll be right back.
But God is great, bear is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye. Never talk to him again. Then one sunny day.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? This is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drum, there is a light about to start when the
welcome back. back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:48 in the morning here on the 14th. It's 77 degrees, going up to 104 today. And our guests are Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. James Taggart, who is director of all the emergency operations. And, yes, I did play Les Mis again. You know, hear the people. And I think that, Dr. Taggart said it, you know, where are our supervisors on this? You know, we're so afraid of the state that we can't say, wait a minute, you need to take a look at us. And that, you know, you can make that law. But
well, I think we've, you know, we've all heard about people preparing for the worst. And, yeah. and we've gotten to that point now where I think every business owner and every person needs to do what is best for them, whether it's keeping their business open, whether it's going out to get groceries. And I will support every business that I can locally here if they right. stay open. You know, Country Kitchen, if you're open tomorrow morning, I'll be there for breakfast.
There you go.
Yep. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, we have to, you know, and it's up to the people to make up their mind.
Right.
You know, but give us that option. Give us that option to make up our minds and for the businesses to make up their minds to see, you know, if they have enough business, they're going to stay open. And if they don't, they're going to have to. But unfortunately, when we've done this, we can't keep. I talked to somebody when this thing first started, and what she said was, I can't open. I can't close and open, then
right.
close again.
That's right.
There's just no way of doing that
we
because it costs too much money to reopen, and then you can't recoup it ever.
Right.
And that PPP, by the way, is gone. It's finished end of this month for most people, and it may be gone for some people already. So this is going to be a disaster.
Okay. Yeah, well, they need to. Our businesses need to stay open. I mean, that's just. The government is using this as the ploy that this is a public health disaster. They're actually creating more public health problems that are not being discussed about, whether it's a suicide rate, the depression, the substance abuse, the homelessness that they are causing. We need to take control of our own destiny.
Right.
We need to get Gavin Newsom out of the office. And we need to take control. I've never felt so bad for people in my community, and to hear our government tell you that your job is an essential, but that my senator can work, Governor Newsom can get paid, all right? And
I've known Casey for several years, and I've known Jim Taggart for a while. And this is a guy that is, you know what, you're director of emergency operations. You're pretty, like, even keel. You have to be. And it's the most passionate I've heard you even discussing the COVID and other things that have gone on in our community. And he said during the break, kind of what you did there, he said, I feel so much for those people in my community that are being treated like this.
Yeah.
And so, again, people may not like to hear it, but
I think people have control. They feel like they don't have control. And if you feel like you don't have control, then maybe you need to reassess and take that control back.
Okay. All right. Oh, somebody asked, when is the Da Vinci machine going to be online?
Oh, the Da Vinci Xi is here already.
It's here.
Been here for a little bit.
Yeah. They're using that already.
If anybody's interested in having a hysterectomy on the Da Vinci platform, they can access the care through Dr. Orna Gill at Shasta Regional Medical Group.
What else can you use it for?
Oh,
besides
boy,
that?
Our general surgeon uses it for hernia repairs, colon surgeries, nephrectomies for the kidneys, and we're going to start doing thoracic surgery cases on it as well.
Okay, now the Da Vinci machine is something. Explain to them what it is. We said we had it, but we didn't exactly.
It's a minimally invasive platform where. Basically, the healing times are so much faster because of the least amount of disturbance to the anatomy, and so
they're not having to open you up to move things around.
No, nothing like that. So it's that's the benefit.
All right.
Speaking of medicine,
yeah.
You know, we have telemedicine here at our emergency department too. So if you really are frightened to come into the emergency department, I can tell you, you would still be safe coming into the emergency department. But if you want to consult one of our physician assistants or physicians, you can go to the Shasta Regional website and find the phone number there to call in and make an appointment.
Yeah, that's a scheduled telemedicine appointment.
Yeah, Linda's used a telemedicine and been able to, because she had, I guess I can say
you have a HIPAA release.
Yeah, she had I have a HIPAA release. She had a rash as a reaction to some of the medicine she was taking, and the doctor was able to look at the rash and make a diagnosis just from looking at it. Yeah, I've seen that before, and it's this. We need to change your medicine type thing.
Yep.
So telemedicine is out there. Do you think that, how much do you think, and we've got like 6 minutes here, how much do you think medicine is going to change because of COVID in the sense of access to people? Do you think telemedicine is going to keep growing like this?
Well, I think telemedicine is certainly a viable platform. It's certainly not a substitute for complex patients with significant diagnoses, but from a routine primary care perspective, it's not a bad platform. I do think that we'll see the technology start to grow and expand, and there's been a lot of encouragement for it to do so. The state prison system has a very robust system for that, because they do a lot of off-site management with those patients. So here we did a lot of telemedicine visits in our primary care clinic at Shasta Regional Medical Group during the height of the COVID scare, and so the docs liked it. They were very efficient with it, and we had a lot of positive customer feedback. So I think it's here to stay.
I'm talking to other people that have got jobs where the financial management or things where 90% or more of their business now is being done from their office at home. Do you see maybe a change?
I got to tell you, not
in medicine.
I think the commercial real estate market's in a little bit of trouble, because you're right. There are a lot of people that are doing their work from home and are kind of starting to take a step back and say, why would I go back to an office?
Well, when you're paying $10,000 a month, for a beautiful office overlooking the river, you've got to ask yourself, can I get by with something half that size?
That's right.
So I can then meet, when I meet new clients and these kind of things, you understand that. But the rest of it is done.
Well, and you saw a lot of that in the 2008 financial debacle where people were going in and setting up their shop in Starbucks, and meeting people there.
Okay,
and getting out of commercial,
which brings me to the other thing that you said, Dr. Taggart, about after 2008, the suicide rates and the drug rates and the alcoholism rates and the child abuse rates, all of these things shot up after that one. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And that's what we're facing now.
I think we'll be eventually people will hopefully report on that, but there's no need for it.
Yeah, okay. We need to get people back to work and stop this nonsense.
We do.
Yeah.
We didn't. You didn't see a response like this to H1N1. You didn't see a response like this to
SARS,
influenza, right? People need to wake up.
I'm not going to get it. I had this other question. I'm not going to ask about elections, but this is. I'm not going to ask the question. And no, I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to be saying this is. I said I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I don't. But if I didn't think this was an election year, I don't see anything that Mr. Obama, President Obama, could have done different than what's going on now. I mean, this has come down to a state battle. Am I wrong about that?
I think the feds have pretty much backed off of the closure concept, because I think that they probably realized it didn't work the first time. And so now that I think the state governors are pining for their day in the spotlight, and ours is no different. So
well, they're getting it.
Correct. Right? Correct. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
And, schools stay open.
Schools stay open.
I'm going to be calling my school.
That's going to be a battle. And this, I think this is where you have to get into your school boards. Parents.
Yes, we do.
And tell them,
parents
and tell them
need
what
to
you
stand
want.
Up.
Yeah, school boards have
if
got
not,
to respect
if not,
that.
We need to do our own schools, bypass them altogether.
Well, one of the things,
educate our own kids with those that want to teach.
Well, one of the things that teachers union wanted was to shut down charter schools, stop sending money to them. So Anyway, homeschooling, which is not easy, God knows.
Boy, I'm
going to be choosing my school based on what school is going to be open.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. I mean, you've been extremely open about these things, and I love hearing health professionals and people that are watching this what they about the idea of people having to make that take that responsibility themselves, and us as the customers, we have to go out and support those places that are still open.
Well, and we have to thank you for the platform too. I mean, you know, it's not every day we can come on and say what you want. So
pretty much,
yeah. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah. Well, hey, tomorrow. Speaking of platforms, tomorrow the sheriff's on. And there's been a lot of weird stuff going on about that. You know, I thought Sheriff McGreen was very clear about what happened during that protest, but yet the record searchlight came up again and kind of what said everything that was said before, but this time it was two pages.
Yeah.
And I think we need a chance. I think he needs to put this one finally to rest, because we also had the people that were putting on the protest on the show and the militia on, and they were all green, so I'm not sure what this big hullabaloo is, but the sheriff will be on tomorrow. So, hey, everybody out there. You know what? It doesn't hurt to wear a mask. It doesn't. And also, support those businesses out there that are fighting for their lives. It's easy to do.
Yeah, buy local. That's for
sure. Buy local. Stay local.